每次我能够站在亲爱的朋友跟前和大家分享福音，我心里面是充满了感恩。
My heart is so filled with gratefulness and thanksgiving every time I have the opportunity to stand before friends to share with you the gospel.
刚才我们弟兄带我们唱那首诗歌，讲到说浪费宝贵的岁月。
And the hymn that our brother just led us to sing, wasting many precious years.
实际上这句话在我里面常常让我里面有这样子的感觉。
And that is the statement that I echo so much with.
实在是在认识主了以后才发现在没有认识主的年日都好像是浪费了一般。
It wasn't until I came to believe in the Lord that I realized I wasted so many precious such years.
所以今天能够看到亲爱的朋友能够聚到主的跟前。
Now, today I can see many of you gather before the presence of the Lord.
能够听主的话。
To hear the word of the Lord.
的确是主给我们一个机会。
It is truly indeed an opportunity the Lord has given to us.
让我们能够在地上的年日能够得着一个机会，能够得到这个生命的福分。
That we're given an opportunity to receive the blessing of His life.
亲爱的朋友，我们在这边所传讲的，我们自己本身是蒙了主的恩典。
And friends, as we're sharing with you, we ourselves have been blessed.
所以我们这边要传说一个蒙恩的故事。
And therefore, we want to tell you the story of our being blessed.
不是这个人怎么样，可是是主的话是真实的，是可信。
It is not depending on who we are and what we do, but really depending on the faithfulness of the word of God.
在波特兰那边，我们最近有弟兄在做见证的时候。
And the Portland meeting, there's a brother who gave a testimony.
他为了真心起见，他都把他的日记给掏出来。
And to be very true, he took his diary with him.
他把什么时候、什么日子、什么时间发生的事情，用书面的方式跟大家真信。
And he has testified and witnessed to everyone with his own written words, given a specific date and time.
亲爱的朋友，我们在这边所传讲的是神的话语，是真实的。
Friends, what we're sharing with you this morning is true and is the word of God.
盼望亲爱的朋友能够有一个敞开的心。
And it's my desire that you have an open heart.
愿主的恩典今天就能够临到你的身上。
That the grace of the Lord may come upon you today.
好吧，我们开始的时候，请大家翻开圣经第约翰福音第十四章。
Let's turn to Gospel according to John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章第六节和第七节的前半段。
Gospel according to John chapter 14 verse 6 and first half of verse 7.
如果朋友没有圣经的，可别请旁边的弟兄姊妹稍微帮忙一下。
Friends and sisters, will you help those gospel friends around you?
好，如果我们找着了，我们一起来念。
Let's read it together.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。你们若认识我，也就认识我的父。好，我们就停在这里。
Let's stop from there.
我再读一次给大家听。
Let me read it again to you.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。你们若认识我，也就认识我的父。
Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would follow my you would know my Father as well.
这句话对我个人来讲有一个非常特殊的意义。
This particular verse has significance for me.
因为我从小是住在台湾。
Because I lived in Taiwan as I was growing up.
Yeah, 那我住的地方是一个社区，社区一出门的地方呢，它前面隔街有一个小的教堂。
And the community, the street across to my community has a small chapel.
在这个教堂，它外面的围墙上面呢，就写了这刚才我们读的这一段经文的前半段。
And it record on this on stated on the wall, it recorded this first half of the verse.
他说耶稣说我是道路真理生命。
He says that Jesus said, I am the truth, I'm the way and the life.
那时候我可能年纪还小，所以我看的时候我觉得每一个字我好像都清楚，可是摆在一起的意思我就不懂。
And I was young when I read that. It seems like I can know the words, but I don't understand it literally.
道路不是讲到说是一些的凭借一些的方法吗？
And when we talk about the way, aren't we talk about some methods?
真理不是讲到一些的道理知识那个永不改变的吗？
And isn't truth speak of some unchangeable facts?
生命每一个人只要有气息的好像都还有生命。
And everyone has breath has life.
为什么在这个墙上面有一个人说他是道路真理生命？
And why is it standing on that wall? Someone said that I am the way, the truth and the life.
这是在我里面一个疑问。
And I had a question in my heart.
很可惜是在那段时间我们对我自己还有我们的家对基督徒的信仰有一些的误解。
But unfortunately, me and my family members had some misunderstanding about Christianity.
所以虽然看到了一句话，虽然我在我心里面有那个疑问，我从来没有踏过这个教会这个教堂里面去听过一篇福音信息。
So I never allowed myself to step in that church to listen to the gospel even though I had that question in my heart after reading that verse.
可感谢主，当我们看见主的话语他是这么说。
But we see truly that it was stated in the word of God.
耶稣说我就是道路真理生命。
And Jesus answered saying that I am the truth, the way and the life.
若不借着我没有人能到父那里去。
Apart from me, no one can go to the Father.
你们若认识我就认识我的父。
If you really knew me, then you know my Father as well.
哦，原来主的话是说他要成为我们能够认识神的那一个方法。
And then what Jesus was saying that he becomes the way, the mean for us to know God.
哦，原来神的话说如果我们要来认识神并且认识神是我们父亲的话，主耶稣基督是那唯一的道路。
So in order for us to know God and knowing him as our Father, then Jesus is the only way.
如果我们得着了耶稣基督我们就要认识神。
If we receive Jesus, then we shall know God.
如果我们认识耶稣基督我们就要得着神，认识神做我们的父亲。
And if we know Jesus, then we shall receive God and having him as our Father.
在地上做事我们知道这个凭借这个路的重要性。
And in living this world, we know the importance of the way, of the man.
如果方法不对结果一定出问题。
The results will have, you have problem of having any outcomes when you have different means.
走的路不对没有办法达到我们想要去的目的地。
When you took the wrong way or wrong direction or wrong path, you will not go to your destination.
前一阵子我试着要帮我的姊妹安排一下搭个公车。
A while ago, I was trying to figure out the bus route for my wife.
很可惜的我自己从来没有搭过。
But, unfortunately, I've never rode the bus before.
所以就在他要搭公车的那一天之前我就帮他设计路线，最后把一个 instruction 交给他。
So the day before her departure, I gave her the direction and gave her the instruction how to take the bus.
然后他打电话跟我讲说他没搭上车。
And then she told me that she did not catch the bus.
方法不对，道路不对，没有办法达到我们要去的地方。
So we cannot reach our destination when the methods and the way is not correct.
这是地上的事。
And that is only earthly matters.
而讲到这个来到神跟前的话，神跟前这件事情，神的话清楚地说，耶稣基督是达到他跟前的那个唯一的方法，唯一的道路。
And concerning the matters of God, Jesus clearly stated that he is the only way and the only method.
亲爱的朋友，我不知道你认不认识神。
I don't know, dear friends, do you know God?
不知道你对神的认知有多少。
I don't know how much you know about God.
如果你有一些的认识的话，不知道是凭借着什么。
If you have some knowledge, I don't know what knowledge, that knowledge is based upon.
是因着我们过往的观念。
Is it because your presumptions?
或我们人生的一些的经验。
Or is it your life experiences?
我们成长的背景。
Or is your background growing up?
我自己本身人生的经历不是很多。
And I do not have much very enriched life experiences.
可是当我问这个问题和我一些朋友的时候得到许许多多不同的答案。
And so I inquire of this particular question to many of my friends, I've obtained many different answers.
唯有我们真实的认识神，我们人生的价值、意义跟目的才能够得着真实的意义。
And only when we come to know God can we obtain the significance and meaning of our lives.
在我认识的朋友里面，有一位他曾经对我这么说。
And among one of my friends, one of them said to me once.
他说他不相信有神。
He said that I do not believe in God.
明天怎么样也不知道。
He says I do not believe in God because I don't know about tomorrow.
既然没有神，明天如何也不知道，那我不如今朝有酒今朝醉。
So since I do not know God, nor do I know about tomorrow, then I just drink and eat and be merry today.
那我今天吃吃喝喝吧，能够拿到最好的就拿到最好的。
So let me try to just get the best I can today and drink and eat and be merry.
那明天怎么说？再说，明天有什么事情再说。
And let tomorrow take care of itself.
我有一个朋友也对我这么说。
And there's one other friend who told me this.
他说我不管有没有神。
He says, I don't care whether there's a God.
反正我做人就是凭着良心。
Well, I live according, since I live according to my conscience.
啊，我只要做一个好人就可以了。
As long as I'm being a good person, that's good enough.
实际上，他觉得他比周遭的人都要好。
And as a matter of fact, he felt he was better than most of the people around him.
如果将来有审判，该审判的是那些比他不如的人。
And if there were ever be a judgment, then those judgment would fall upon those around him.
我还认识一个朋友。
And then I know still yet another friend.
他也心里面不是很确定到底有神没神。
And he wasn't sure whether there is a God.
平常生活平顺的时候就当作没神吧。
And he would just live his life when it's very smooth and well going.
啊，当生活里面有需要的时候，也许我可以求神看看。
And perhaps he would inquire of the Lord when there is a need in his life.
最后我还认识一个朋友。
And I know yet another friend.
实际上他是我以前在做学生，是我的室友。
Actually, he was my roommate when I was still a student.
他年纪比我长很多，所以我很尊敬他。
He was much older than I am, therefore I respected him very much.
他是一个佛教徒。
He was a Buddhist.
那当那个时候我初初接触福音的时候，
When I first heard about the gospel,
那我试着在寻求真理，找着这个人生意义的这个点上面花点时间。
And I was spending much time on finding the true significance and meaning of life.
所以在那个时候呢，我因为尊敬我的室友，所以我试着想要跟他谈一谈，征求他的意见。
And because I respected my roommate, therefore I tried to talk to him about it and ask him for his opinion.
啊，他自己本身是做实验的，学这个精密量测。Precision measurement.
Okay. He was a researcher doing precision measurements.
所以我们就开始谈，从学业，从将来的事业，从人生，最后就要谈到信仰。
And so we began talking from about academics and then about future career, about life, and finally to religion.
我说，我现在听到这个福音。
And I told him that I heard about this gospel.
你觉得怎么样？
What do you think?
他的意见讲了很多，我现在记不太清楚了。
And he said much to me, I don't quite recall all of them.
不过我只记得一句话。
But I remember one statement he made.
他说，我也不是很有把握。
He says, well, I'm not very sure either.
也许我，他相信真理只有一个，可是道的路呢，他不是很有把握。
Well, he believed that there is one truth, yet there might be many different ways and means to this truth.
他这样建议我。
And therefore he suggested to me.
他说我们不如就做个实验。
He says, why don't we do an experiment?
我信我的，你信你的。
I will believe in my religion while you believe in yours.
那将来等到时间终了的时候呢，也许我们就知道谁对谁错。
And when the time ends, we shall know who's right and who's wrong.
我不知道，亲爱的朋友，当你听到别人像叫你做建议的时候，你的反应怎么样？
I don't know, dear friends, how will you respond when you hear such suggestion?
我的里面心里面是凉了一半。
And of course, I was so discouraged.
我不愿意把我这一生的时光，这一生的年日，跑到这一生的路来做一个实验。
I don't want to use my entire lifetime just to do an experiment.
或者我没有一个做实验的精神。
Perhaps I don't have the spirit of being a researcher.
可是我愿意所得着的是真实的，是确据的，是有把握的。
But what I want to obtain is something that is true and with such assurance.
亲爱的朋友，主耶稣基督说，他就是道路，他就是真理，他就是生命。
Dear friends, Jesus said that he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life.
他是那一个唯一的凭借，他是能够达到父神的那条唯一的道路。
He is the only mean, the only way to the Father.
有时候我们一听要觉得好像太绝对了。
And sometimes we think that it's too absolute.
怎么你是他，别人都不是呢？
How can you say that you are the, and none others are, is?
亲爱的朋友，因为主耶稣基督他知道这事情的真相。
And dear friends, it's because Jesus knew the truth.
因为他知道这个事情的真相，所以他能够说出这么样有肯定、这么样把握的话。
And because he knew the truth, therefore he can make such a statement with such assurance.
如果我们能够接受耶稣、接受耶稣基督
，If we can are able to receive Jesus.
我们就能够得到那一条达到来到父神跟前的路。
Then we will obtain the way to the Father.
我们就要认识到在圣经中所启示的那一位神。
And then we will come to know the Father, the God that is revealed in the Bible.
在圣经中所提到的神不是一些莫名的能力。
And the God of the Bible is not just a power.
在波兰有一些福音朋友碰到我们的时候，他说：“哦，我实在是觉得我这一生很幸运。”
And some friends would, from Portland would tell me that I feel like my life is so blessed and so fortunate.
Yeah, 我可能运气好。
And perhaps I was lucky.
在一些好像难过的关口里面，我就这样子顺利被带过来了。
And when I encounter some difficulties, somehow I just, went through it.
我相信冥冥之中呢，可能有一股能力。
I believe perhaps there's an unknown power somewhere.
圣经里面所启示的神也不是一个做完这一切他就走在一边等候我们自己去找他的神。
And the God of the Bible is not the God who have done all and walked away.
圣经里面所启示的神他乃是爱。
And the God of the Bible is love.
他是一位。
He is one.
A person.
He is one person.
他要像父亲一样的爱他所造的人。
And he shall love whom he had created like a father.
亲爱的朋友，他爱你。
Dear friends, he loves you.
他也爱我。
He loves me as well.
也许我们接下来的疑问就是说，如果神这么样子爱我们，为什么我在生活里面我从来摸不到他？
And perhaps our next question would be, since God so loved us, why is it I can never get in touch with him in my life?
为什么你们所说的神好像对我来说是这么样子的抽象，这么样子的遥远？
And why is it the God that you talked about is so abstract for me and so far away?
亲爱的朋友，容许我讲圣经里面还讲另外一件事情。
And dear friends, allow me to say something else as stated in the Bible.
假如说人都有罪。
And the Bible says that all have sinned.
我们都是罪人。
And we're all sinners.
我想我们对于这个罪的事情，我每次提到的时候，我们都试着想要再向亲爱的朋友解释一下。
And every time we mention about a matter of sin, we try to explain it to our friends.
因为在我们的观念里面，常常觉得我这个罪跟我这个外面的行为有关系。
And because in our concept, sin has something to do with our outward manifestation, our behaviors.
我做错事了，我犯罪了。
And if I've done something wrong, then I've sinned.
可是圣经里面所讲的罪却是和我这一个人里面的心和我这个人的性情有关系。
Yet the sin that the Bible talks about has something to do with our very nature.
在我这个人的里面有一个犯罪的本能。
And within my nature, there is a potential to sin. There's an inclination to sin.
是我这个人里面的心出了问题。
And it is my heart that had a problem.
我们在那边还碰到有一位福音朋友。
And I encountered yet another gospel friends.
他 听到人提到有罪是跟心有关系的时候。
And when we talk about sin has something to do with the heart, with the nature.
哦，他里面很同意。
And he really agreed.
他说我虽然还没有接受耶稣基督我还没信主可是我很同意你说的这一点
He says even though I'm not a Christian I haven't believed the Lord yet I agree with what you just said、
哦、他说因为他是一个女孩子
and it was a she
不是因为他是个女孩子对不起 我说他是一个女孩子
and it was a she
yeah 那所以他说他常常看见他朋友得着了他所要得着、他自己没得着的东西的时候
And when she saw someone else have obtained something that she never received,
她心里面就好像醋瓶打翻，有酸的感觉。
And she had this bitter feeling that in her heart.
没有人教她要酸。
Nobody taught her about jealousy.
可是她里面就有酸的感觉。
Yet she has this kind of sour feeling in her heart.
她外面还没有什么行动。
Even though she did not have any outward behavior.
她里面就有一个嫉妒的感觉。
But in her heart, there is an extreme jealousy.
亲爱的朋友，你有没有嫉妒的经验过？
And friends, were you ever jealous?
你有没有一些自私的想法过？
Do you ever have any selfish thoughts?
亲爱的朋友，你有没有在一边脾气暴躁、乱发脾气的经验过？
Dear friends, have you ever had temper tantrum?
甚至我们有的时候为了维护自己的利益我们撒一点小谎过
And sometimes we even lie to protect our own benefits
我要承认这些事情在我身上都发生过
I have to confess that all these happened to me
我不知道朋友在你身上有没有
I don't know whether you experienced that
在圣经里面讲这个东西叫做罪
And in the Bible such behavior, such a phenomenon is called sin
不是我们外面做了什么
It is not what you did outwardly
是我们这个人里面想了什么
But it is what you thought of in your heart
是这我们这个人里面从堕落性的人性里面出了一些的问题
And there's a problem that came from our fallen nature
因为我里面有极度的性情环境到了时间对了我就里面就会发酸
And because I have this nature of jealousy therefore when the environment comes I would have this sour feeling
因为我这里面贪心时间到了环境对了我就贪个小便宜
and therefore I will be greedy and because I have such an inclination in my heart
亲爱的朋友圣经里面讲这叫做罪你我都在这个罪的性质的底下我们都是罪人
and dear friends Bible says this is sin and both all of us are sinners
因着这样子罪的性情人不能靠近神
and because of such sinful nature we're not able to draw nigh to God
这样子的罪使得神与人中间产生了一个隔阂有了一个鸿沟
and sin caused a great gap between us and God
所以人在生活里面好像觉得没有神神在我们身上觉得那么的抽象那么的遥远
and therefore we feel God is so abstract and so far away from us
虽然神心里面向着他所造的人他满心的慈爱眷顾
even though God took care of those who created and he loved them
可是罪却使得人神也没有办法靠近人
God, but sin has separated God and man
我记得有一个基督徒的见证
I remember a testimony of a Christian
这是一个做母亲的
and she was a mother
这个母亲生了一个自闭症的孩子
and the mother had a child who had autism
我们知道自闭症的孩子他活在他自己的一个封闭的世界的里面
You know that a child with autism would live within his or her own world
他对外界的环境没有什么反应他对他母亲的爱也没有办法领会
And he or she was not very respondent to our stimuli nor being able to respond or understand his mother's love
可是这母亲向着这个孩子的爱从来没有减少过
But this mother's love never changed or decreased toward this child.
她试着来爱这个孩子，可是却没有看见有这个孩子有回应。
She tried to love this child even without his responding.
所以她有一次做见证说。
So once she gave a testimony.
我愿意舍了我的一切，只要他能够叫我一声妈。
She says that I'm willing to give my all in order for him to say, call me mom just once.
亲爱的朋友这是一个做母亲向着她所爱的儿子里面的心
Dear friends, that is a heart of a mother toward her child
亲爱的朋友，你知道神比这个母亲爱他儿子更爱你吗？
Dear friends, do you know that God loves you far more than this mother loves her child?
可是因着罪的缘故，使得我们对神的爱，我们没有办法接受，我们没有反应。
But because of sin, we cannot accept God's love, nor can we respond to His love.
我们活在自己的世界的里面，我们走我们自己的道路。
We live in our own world and we choose our own way.
可是神仍然爱你，神仍然爱我。
Yet God still loves you and God still loves me.
他愿意付上一切的代价，使得你能够认识到他是爱你的父亲。
And He's willing to pay all price in order for you to realize that He is the Father who loves you.
亲爱的朋友，这是我们要向你所传的福音。
Dear friends, that is the very gospel that we want to preach to you.
神为着你，为着我，付上了极重的代价。
That God has paid such a great price for you and for me.
这是十字架上面的故事。
And that is the story of the cross.
他将他心中所爱的爱子主耶稣基督为你为我舍了。
And He has sacrificed His very beloved Son for you and for me.
主耶稣基督是神的儿子。
And Jesus Christ was the Son of God.
他成了肉身，他披戴我们的人性。
He became flesh and He took our nature.
可是在他里面没有罪。
Yet in Him there's no sin.
他里面没有嫉妒，他里面没有乱发脾气，在他里面没有自私。
There's no selfishness, nor jealousy, nor temper in Him.
他活在人中间，可是他的性情和你和我又完全不一样。
He lived among men, yet He had totally different nature from you and me.
可是为着你，为着我的缘故。
But for you and for me.
他愿意受人的羞辱。
He was willing to be despised by men.
他愿意受人的轻看。
And to be despised and put to shame by men.
他愿意为你我罪的缘故受到神公义的审判。
He was willing to receive that righteous judgment for the sake of you and me.
圣经里面讲说，神是公义的。
The Bible said that God is righteous.
因着神是公义的，所以他对罪有审判。
Because he's righteous, therefore he needs to judge the sin.
所以，亲爱的朋友，你我都在神的公义的审判之下。
Therefore, friends, we're all under that judgment of God because of our sin.
可是福音所说的却是，耶稣基督神的儿子，他为着你，为着我。他接受了父神公义的审判。
Yeah, what gospel tells us is that because for our sake, Jesus took that judgment from God.
他受了审判，我们就赦免了。
He was being judged, therefore, we are being pardoned.
他受了审判，我们就能够从神的公义审判之下过去了。
He was judged, therefore, we can pass through that righteous judgment.
亲爱的朋友，这叫福音。
And dear friends, that is gospel.
当主耶稣基督为我们挂在十字架上，为我们受死流血的时候，
When Jesus was dying and bleeding on the cross for us,
他是以无罪的代替我们这有罪。
The sinless has replaced us, the sinful.
好使得我们能够找到那一条回到父神跟前的路。
So that we may find a way back to our Father.
在1849年，
In 1849,
这个美国西岸旧金山那边发现的金矿。
And the West Coast in San Francisco, they discovered gold.
所以在那个时候，从东岸就有很多人从东岸那边移民到西岸来，要这边淘金。
And that's the gold rush from the East Coast.
好像现在在旧金山那边还有一个足球队叫四九人队。
And there's a 49er, in San Francisco.
我初来美国的时候不懂得怎么会有一个足球队叫四九人队。
I don't know why the football team is called 49er.
后来才知道原来也叫淘金者队，就是跟着那个1849年这件事件他们取名。
And then I realized it was a name given based on the 1849 gold rush.
因为那时候在住在东岸的这一群人，他们看见西岸有这样子的机会，所以很多家庭他们就沿着这个内陆就走这个迁移到西岸来。
Many family in the East Coast saw such opportunity, they migrated to the West Coast.
不过也有一些家庭因为顾及到妻儿，所以常常是这个做先生的、做丈夫的他先过来。
But some man concerned about the welfare of his wife and the children, therefore he came alone.
他是能够盼望，当如果先来的时候，如果找着了金矿，他再打捎信息回去，好使得他家人能够来一同享受。
It was the man's desire that once he found gold, he can send the news back to his family, then the wife and the children can come.
啊，其中就有一个这样子的家庭。
And there was one such family.
这个丈夫先来。
The husband came first.
经历了这一个长途跋涉，在那边又在旧金山附近大概辛苦了一年。
And going through such long journey and then settle in San Francisco and labor for a year.
他找着了金子。
He found the gold.
他非常的高兴。
He was very excited.
所以他就捎了一个信息回去给他在东岸的妻儿。
So he sent the news back to his wife and children in East Coast.
盼望他的妻儿也能够一同过来。
It was his desire that they would come as well.
可是如果这个妻儿要走内陆过来的话，这个路途太艰难。
But if they were to come by land, then it would be a very tough journey.
后来他们就试着要走海路。
So they went by sea.
所以他们就绕着南端再往北走，然后再到旧金山。
So they went through the south coast and went to the west coast.
不过很可惜。
But very unfortunately,
就在他们快到达旧金山的时候，这个船上起了火灾。
And the ship was on fire when they almost reached shore.
那这个因着这个火灾，所以全船的人都非常的惊慌，试着要跑到那个救生艇那里去。
So everyone would try to jump to the lifesaver.
那这个母亲呢，照顾儿子，带着儿子，好不容易能够来到船的旁边。
And then when the mother took the son to the lifesaver.Lifeboat.
就到的时候，这个救生艇上面已经满了的人。
Yet the lifeboat was full of people.
在船这个救生艇上面的水手对这个母亲说。
So the sailor on who was on the lifeboat told the mother.
只能载一个。
I can only give you there's only one space left.
如果两个都下来，全艇都要覆灭，大家都没命。
If both of you would come and then the lifeboat would sink.
只能再一个。
Only one more.
这母亲看看这个救生艇。
And the mother looked onto this lifeboat.
这母亲看看她自己的儿子。
And then she looked onto her son.
她从口袋里面掏出一张纸给她的儿子。
And from her pocket she took out a piece of paper.To her son.
他说儿子。
She said, son.
这是你爸爸的地址。
This is the address of your father.
你上船去，当你看见你爸爸的时候。
And you go on this boat, and when you see your father,
跟他说我为你舍命，好使得你能够见到他的面。
And tell him that.I have died for you so that you may see his face.
亲爱的朋友，主耶稣基督在十字架上为你为我流血舍命。
Dear friends, the Lord has bled and died on the cross for you and for me.
他为你为我而死，使得我们能够得见我们父神的面。
He died for you as well as for me so that we may see the face of our Father.
这是十字架上面的故事。
That is the story of the cross.
这是我们向亲爱的朋友所传的福音。
That is the very gospel that I'm sharing with you.
主耶稣基督自己成我们的道路、真理和生命。
That the Lord Jesus himself became the way, the truth, and the life.
如果我们得着了他，我们要得着一个新的生命。
If we receive him, then we shall receive a brand new life.
这个生命里面的祝福要存到永永远远。
And the blessing that's in this life will last forever.
这个生命里面所带给我们的祝福要我们能够享受那样子的平安，那样子的喜乐，好像我们言语都能很难以形容描述。
And this life will bring the blessing of joy and peace and love that is unspeakable.
我讲讲我自己小舅子得救的见证。
And let me tell you and share with you the story of my brother-in-law who how he was saved.
他来美国的时候年纪很轻。
He was very young when he came to the States.
父母不在身边，所以他 心里面常常是闷闷的。
And he was not very happy because the parents was not with him.
我们知道我们都有 growing pain.
You know that we all have growing pain.
成长的痛苦。
And growing pain.
那父母不在旁边就更为难。
And it makes it even more difficult when the parents is not with you.
不过很奇妙。
But very marvelously.
当他上大学的时候。
When he entered college.
有一天他回家突然里面满了喜乐嘴巴哼着诗歌
And one day he returned home with the song in his mouth and full of joy
他里面以前原有的急躁不安他里面那个样子的脾气的情况完全不见了
All the temper and anxiety that he had was all gone
我每次我想到他得救的经历我就想到一首诗歌
And every time I thought about how he was saved I remember a song
他说自耶稣来住在我心
And it says, since Jesus came into my heart.
他说喜乐全溢我魂
And the fountain of joy fills my soul.
如海涛之滚滚
Like the sea billows roll.
自耶稣来住在我心
Since Jesus came into my heart.
我不是说在我身上也有这样的经历不过我在我的小舅子身上我每次想到他我就想到这首诗歌
I'm not saying that I share the same experience but every time I recall how my brother-in-law was saved I remember this song
这一个生命所带进来的祝福比外面我们世上所得着的这一些的礼物要宝贵的多亲爱的朋友
And the blessing that's brought upon by this very life it surpasses everything that we can receive in this world dear friends
因为我们常常会觉得当我们看见基督徒的生活的时候
Because oftentimes when you look at the life of a Christian
我们有的朋友会说如果我得着那个平安我得着那个喜乐我就信
And some friends would say if I obtain that peace I obtain that joy then I would believe
亲爱的朋友你羡不羡慕我以前在听福音的时候我也是很羡慕
Dear friends do you long for such joy and peace because I did when I heard the gospel
我也是这么讲说如果你这个平安那个喜乐是真实的让我尝尝我就信
And because I said that if your joy and peace is true then let me taste it once I taste it I would believe
可亲爱的朋友圣经里面讲这个平安喜乐是跟着生命来的
But dear friends what the Bible tells us that such peace and joy came from this life
如果我们先信了
If you believe first,
这个平安喜乐跟着我们的信，跟着我们得着基督的生命，就在我们的生活的里面。
Then the peace and the joy will manifest itself in your life.
所以我们有的时候常常求的时候，我们好像把次序稍微颠倒了一下。
So oftentimes when we pray, perhaps we got the priority incorrect.
我们那边有一对弟兄姊妹。
We have a couple in our meeting.
这夫妻一起从国内来这里。
And this couple came from mainland China.
那这个太太呢，来了聚会几次以后就信主。
The wife believed in the Lord after attending the meeting few times.
她信主了之后，我们就看见她生命里面有了很大的改变，脸都变圆了。
And it seems her face, such countenance shown on her face, once she believed in the Lord.
的确的，来美国生活是有一些生活上面的需要，还有压力。
And truly, when you came to the States, there is a pressure and demands of life.
可是我们却在那个姊妹身上看见主的恩典，使她里面外面环境没变，可她里面却有了喜乐。
Yeah, on this particular sister, we see the blessing of the Lord. The environment did not change, but she was filled with such joy and peace.
这相对来讲，她的先生还没有蒙恩。
But on the other hand, her husband was not a believer yet.
那是，可是因着生活的关系，他们常常觉得。或者先生有这样子的感觉只要拿到工作证这一切的问题都会解决
And her husband thought that once as long as I get the work permit then all the problem will be solved
生活就会变得比较平顺心情可能也会变得比较好一点
And our life will be much more smooth and we will feel much better
感谢主前一阵子听到他的工作证下来了
And we thank the Lord that truly he got his work permit
我们这姊妹高兴欢呼感谢赞美主
and our sister was just was filled with joy
那我们就问她说、哎、那你的先生怎么样呢他现在心里面应该很喜乐了
so we asked her well is your husband very happy right now
不心情还是很沉重的
he says no his heart is still heavy
亲爱的朋友有时候我们会觉得外面的需要得满足的话我这个里面的人的就能够得着喜乐
difference. Oftentimes we mistakenly believe that if our needs are being satisfied, then we will have that joy.
的确的，主在我们生活里面，借着我们的需要帮助我们。
Indeed, the Lord truly help us in our difficulties, in our needs.
因为他连续，他眷顾你。
Because he is so compassionate.
可是他盼望在这样子的经历里面，你能够来认识他，并且能够得着那更存到永远生命的福分。
But it is his desire that through this experience you will come to know him and receive the everlasting life.
我们如果能够信耶稣，我们如果能够得生命。平安喜乐跟着这个生命而来。
If we can believe in Jesus and receive that life, then the joy and the peace will come naturally.
耶稣基督成为我们的道路，成为我们的真理，成为我们的生命。
The Lord Jesus Christ became our way, the truth, and the life.
能够带领我们能够来认识神，并且能够认识他是我们的父亲。
He can lead us to God and help us to understand to know God.
如果我们能够真实地摸到一个做父亲的心，
If you can truly understand the heart of a father,
就算我们在地上能够摸到一点点，
Even if we're able to understand that an earthly father's heart,
我们知道父亲是把最好的给自己的儿女。
You know, a father always gives his very best to his child.
亲爱的朋友，你愿意这一位造宇宙万有的神把最好的给你吗？
Dear friends, do you desire that this father, this God of all creation, give you the very best?
你愿意让这位造宇宙万有的神做你的父亲，天天眷顾保守你吗？
Are you willing for this God of creation to be your father and to take care of you every day?
天上的神爱你爱我，远远超过我们这个做在地上为父为母爱自己儿女的心。
And the Father in heaven loves us far more than our earthly father loves us.
可是唯有我们相信耶稣基督，我们才能够得着经历。
But only when you believe in Jesus can you experience that.
他在我们生活里面一切的需要，他能够供应、帮助、扶持。
He can supply all the needs of in your life.
我认识一个姊妹，她在台湾。
I know of a sister who lives in Taiwan.
几年前，他们家里面有一个很大的需要。
A few years ago, they have a great need in that household.
这个需要就是他儿子要结婚。
And that need is her son wants to get married.
结婚本身不是一个难处啊，可是女方提出来要求，那难处大一些。
So getting married itself is not difficult, but the requirement of the bride-to-be's family is very difficult.
这个女方盼望在结婚之前，在台北市能够先有一栋房子。
And the family of the bride-to-be demands a house prior to the wedding.
对，我不知道是不是 demand 还是 suggest, 不过很明显的这个是一个 一个情况。
They express their, clearly express their desire to have a house.
Yeah. 那这个姊妹她家里面的情况并不是太富裕。
But this groom-to-be, they're not very well off.
台北现在的我很久没有回台湾了，台北也不熟。不过听说房价如同天价一般。
I haven't visited Taipei for a very long time, but I've heard that this housing prices is beyond us.
这一个姊妹家里面虽然在南部，有一个留下的祖产。
Even though the family of the groom to be has some inheritance from the forefathers in the southern part of Taiwan.
不过这个主产留的是做农业用地的，所以不值什么钱。
It is only agricultural land, not a property for housing.
但是我们大家知道了，我们都在替他想，虽然不值什么钱，卖掉了总是还能够凑合一些。
So we were all calculating for this family. If you can sell that land, perhaps you will have some assets.
不过感谢主，这一个姊妹她是信主，是一个祷告、愿意亲近神的人。
But we thank the Lord that this particular, this mother of the groom-to-be is one who believed in the Lord and is the one who prayed.
外面这样子的需要这么大。
Even though the outward need is so tremendous.
可是她却愿意来到神的跟前。
But she was willing to come before the Lord.
她说她也不知道该怎么祷告，不过她就把这需要带到神的跟前。
And she said that she did not know how to pray, but she brought this need to the Lord.
她说父亲啊，你知道怎么样把最好的给你的儿女。
And she said that, Father, you knew how to give your children the best.
对, 他知道。
And you knew. He knows.
接下来情况就很奇妙。
And something marvelous happened.
接下来在他儿子的，当然因为房子还没买定，婚礼就不能确定。
And because they haven't purchased the house, therefore they could not set a date for the wedding.
不过就在他们预定婚礼之前呢，这个他们那个农业用地那个地方政府就起了他们有一些要公共 public improvement， 有一些公共设施要有一些的工程。
And just before they're about to set the date for the wedding, the government had a plan for some public improvement on the very property of their agricultural land.
具体来说，他们要这边要新造一条路。
So specifically, the city government wants to build a road through that land.
那这条路不知道是怎么规划的，不过对左对右呢，最后决定从那条他的那个。农业用地中间通过去。
So how I don't know how they do the city planning, but they finally decide that this road is going to go right through their agricultural land.
因着这样子，所以政府征收。
And because of that, the government bought their property.
因着这样子的征收，使得政府所给他的价钱正好足够能够买一栋房子。
And the government had given her the money enough to buy a house in Taipei.
亲爱的朋友，我在这边向大家是做一个。Reporter, 我只不过在这边向大家报道一个事实。
Dear friends, I was just a reporter telling you what's happened.
报道一个在蒙神眷顾属他儿女身上，在生活中需要得着供应的一个事实。
And reporting you a very fact and something true story happened in a family who knew God and who had a need.
并不是说好像基督徒什么事情都不做，我们整天祷告。需要就从天上掉下来。
Not that a Christian would just do nothing every day and just pray and things will fall from heaven.
可是实在是在人生里面有碰到许多的需要是超过我们能力范围的。
But in our lifetime, that we encounter so many difficulties and needs that surpass our ability.
而且一个做父亲的心是盼望他的儿女能够来向他求。
And the father's heart desire for the children to come to him and ask.
一个做父亲的心是盼望能够把他最好的能给他儿女。
And the father's heart desire to give the very best to his children.
当他给的时候，他心里面喜乐。
And when he gives, he is overjoyed.
我不知道在我们当中有没有做父母，当儿女来向你求，你能够有能力给他的时候，满足他需要的时候，做父母的心里面是不是喜乐？
I don't know you as a parent, when your children come to ask you, you're able to give, aren't you filled with joy?
亲爱的朋友，这是为父的心。
Dear friends, that is the heart of a father.
他乐于你的需要来带到他的跟前。
He desires for you to bring your need to him.
他乐意在需要上面供应你。
And he desires to supply your needs.
如果我们接受耶稣基督我们要能够认识神并且认识他是我们的父亲。
If you receive Jesus, then you shall know God and know that he is your father.
并且耶稣基督要在我们的生命里面开一条活路。
And the Lord Jesus shall open a new and living way in your life.
我不知道朋友赞不赞成人生里面是常常是起起伏伏的。
I don't know if you agree that our lives goes up and down.
有时候外面会有些的遭遇。
Sometimes we encounter something.
我们人生会有些的经历。
We have some experiences.
有些这些遭遇这些经历过去了可是我们里面却打结了。
And sometimes when these things pass, yet our hearts are still struggling with it.
我们里面心情低沉起不来。
And our heart feels so downcast and cannot uplift it, not be uplifted.
我们觉得我们人生很苦，我们觉得我们经历坎坷。
We feel that our life is so bitter and our experience is so difficult.
的确，如果我们在生命里面没有主的话，我们的确是人生困苦，经历坎坷。
And truly, if you do not have the Lord, that would be true.
可是如果我们能够信主，
But if you can believe in the Lord,
如果我们能够得着这个生命，
If you can obtain that life,
主要在我们生命里面能够开一条出路。
And the Lord shall open a new and living way in your life.
在我们里面打结的地方，他帮我们松绑。
And he would open up all the knots in your heart.
他在我们里面低沉的时候，他要在我们里面扶持。
And when you're downcast, he will lift you up.
亲爱的朋友，主耶稣基督能够成为你的安慰。
And dear friends, the Lord can become your comfort.
他能够成为你的力量，在将一个荣耀的盼望摆在你的里面。
He can become your strength and to plant a hope of glory in your heart.
再讲一个姊妹的见证。
I will tell you yet another story of a sister.
这个姊妹年幼的时候母亲就去世。
And she lost her mother when she was very young.
那当她大概十七八岁的时候父亲也过世。
And she lost her father when she was about 17 or 18.
那因为这样子然后家里面还有一些弟弟妹妹所以她就很早就结婚。
And because of the such condition and the needs of her siblings, therefore she married very early.
啊，结果好像看起来很不幸的，她还不到40岁，丈夫又过世。
And it seems very unfortunate that her husband passed away as well before she reached 40.
所以周遭的人看见她就很同情她。
So people who knew her really pity her.
啊，有些亲戚很好意，看到她就说啊。某某某你真可怜。
And some relatives would say to her, well, you're so pitiful.
有时候不说还好一说就真的觉得自己很可怜。
And it's better for them not to say that because once she hear that, she would feel very pitiful.
啊一觉得可怜人就下去起不来了。
Once she had the self-pity, then she would be so downcast.
她的儿女虽然想要鼓舞她帮助她也没有办法。
And her, children tried to cheer her up, but to no avail.
所以以人的眼光来看的确她是很坎坷的。
So in man's perspective, yes, her life was very hard.
可是感谢主，后来她信了主。
But we thank the Lord that she received the Lord later on.
后来她能够自己做见证。
And she gave her testimony.
她说我有什么苦啊？
She said, well, what suffering do I have?
哦，我有一位爱我的神在天上。
I have a father, I have a God who loves me, who's in heaven.
我在生活中每一样子的需要，他也供应我。
And every need in my life, she supplies, he supplies.
生活里面虽然不富裕，可是也不愁吃穿。
Even though I'm not very well off, then but I don't need to worry about my living.
啊，这是一个，我是一个蒙恩的人。
I am the one who's being given grace.
亲爱的朋友，这叫做在人的心中开一条活路。
Dear friends, that is to have a new and living way opened in your heart.
这叫做在人的心中把死结打开。
That is to untangle the knots in your heart.
这叫在人的心中得着真实的安慰。
That is to obtain that true peace and comfort in your heart.
而这一切的恩典都在主耶稣基督里面能够为你预备了。
And yet all these blessings are prepared in the Lord.
如果我们愿意接受耶稣，
If you're willing to receive the Lord,
他要将一个完全不同的生命赏赐给你。
He shall give you an entirely different life.
我们在他里面要找到了一条回到父神回家的道路。
That in him you shall find a way back to the Father.
我们要在他里面能够经历到神向着我们那个为父的慈爱。
And in him you shall experience the love of the Father.
基督徒常常有一句话说，基督，耶稣基督成为我一切问题的答案。
And Christian often says that the Lord becomes the answer to all my questions.
他能够成为你问题一切的答案。
Truly, he can become the answer to all your questions.
亲爱的朋友，这是我和亲爱的朋友们分享的一点点的经历和见证。
And dear friends, that is my sharing with you.
我衷心盼望大家能够在这个生命的恩典中都能够有份。
It is my sincere desire that you would be partaker of that life.
不管朋友们您在这边听过了几次的福音。
No matter how many times you've heard the gospel.
可是每一次都是神借着这个机会希望你能够蒙恩。
But each and every time it was an opportunity given by God wanting you to be blessed.
就好像那个自闭症的母亲不断地在向着她的儿子在一边呼喊。
And just like the mother of the autistic child calling out to her son continually.
神现在也向你呼喊说这一条回到他面前的路已经开通了。
And the father is also calling on to you and telling you that the way to him has been opened.
因为主耶稣基督已经为你为我付了代价。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ has paid the price for you and for me.
这一条路已经为你预备了只要你愿意。
And this way has been prepared for you as long as you're willing.
这个恩典能够是你的。
And this grace can belong to you.
我想我的交通停在这里。
And I will conclude my sharing here.
我们好不好我们再唱诗歌第630首。
Can we sing hymn 630?
我们就唱第一节。
Let's sing stanza of one alone.
我们底下有一段祷告的时间。
Let's have some time of prayer.
我们邀请弟兄姊妹，我们都低头闭眼睛。
We ask our brothers and sisters all bow your head.
亲爱的朋友，主耶稣他为我们成功的救赎。
Dear friends, Lord Jesus has accomplished salvation for us.
使得我们这一班原先在生活中没有神不认识神的人
that we who had no God and without hope
可是如今如果我们接受他我们就要得着那条回家的道路
and by receiving Jesus today you can find a way home
朋友如果你愿意回家好不好请你把手稍微举一下
friends if you're willing to come home would you please raise your hand
感谢主亲爱的朋友，我们不需要自己做什么努力。
Dear friends, you don't need to labor.
因为这在耶稣基督里面已经为你做成了。
Because that has been accomplished in Jesus Christ.
你只要有一个愿意的心。
As long as you have a willing heart.
如果你愿意，好不好？请你把手举一下。
Will you please raise your hand if you're willing?
好，我们最后再一次的邀请。
We give one last invitation.
主耶稣基督他在十字架上为我们的罪受了惩罚。
The Lord has suffered the punishment on the cross.
使得我们父神公义的审判能够从我们身上能够越去。
So that the judgment of righteousness can pass through us.
我们能够得着永远的生命。
And we can obtain that everlasting life.
如果你愿意得到这生命的祝福我们最后一次邀请好不好请你把手举一下
Will you please raise your hand if you're willing to receive that blessing of the life
好我们一起祷告
Let's pray
主我们的心实在是感谢赞美你
Lord, our heart, thank you and praise you.
实在是在你的里面我们看见父向着我们是何等样的慈爱
Because we, in you we see the love of the Father toward us.
我们也实在是感谢你为我们在十字架上成功的救赎
We thank you for accomplishing the salvation for us on the cross.
使得我们能够在你里面能够找到那条回家的路
That we may find a way home in you.
主啊我们愿在我们当中每一个亲爱的朋友
Lord, it is our sincere desire that each friend among us
主啊当他们听见你乃是道路真理生命的时候
that when they hear that you are the way, the truth, and the life
主啊他们实在是能够在你的恩典中能够找到那条回家的路
that they may be able to find the way home in your grace
主我们知道我们聚在这里不是偶然
Lord, we know that we did not gather here in vain
主我们知道你已经是恩典
we know that you have given your grace
愿你的恩典更多做成加在我们亲爱的朋友身上
may youmultiply your blessing on our friends.
好让我们的朋友在你面前能够得享从天上来的祝福。
That they may receive the blessing from heaven.
奉耶稣基督最宝贵的名。
In the most precious name of Jesus, I pray.
Amen.
Amen.